News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Irish artist Denise Chyla, who this weekend will be returning to the stage at the Cork Jazz Festival. The festival is the first major festival to take place with the easing of restrictions today. And Denise Chyla joins us now. Denise, this must be just fantastic for you and for all the people who are going to go and for all the other artists performing. It's been a long time coming.
It's incredible. There is so much uncertainty that we've been facing for the last 2 years really now, and to have an opportunity to really meet together and discover what it's like to negotiate our vulnerability and enjoy music together and just be human is really, really just such a welcome thought.
You've played Cork before, isn't that right? Are you excited to make a return?
I am. I've actually played live at St. Luke's before, which is where I'll be playing on Sunday. But it's a lot more than just making a return. I'm just excited to see other people perform too. It's been a long time since I've been in a music making environment, you know, and there's something really electric about just seeing people enjoy their music and enjoy being able to do what they have put their efforts towards doing.
And obviously restrictions have eased and that makes it all easier. Will there be an extra layer of, I know you played the concert hall fairly recently because I know somebody was at it and said you were amazing. But will there be an extra layer of I don't know, celebration or joy or something, having been starved of this for so long? I've no doubt the people who go down to the Cork Jazz, who the revelers and the attendees, there's something extra sweet about being allowed return to what's been denied, I suppose, for a long time.
I think so. And I think that, you know, it's very significant to me that it's jazz that we're celebrating in respect to returning to something that we've been denied. Jazz was the voice of people who had been denied a lot. And it has its roots in so much of my traditional and cultural and, you know, emotional bedrock. You know, this is the music that is there to hold us. You know, it's spiritual, it's moving, it's radical, it's a homecoming in so many ways. And it's happening in Cork, where there is so much life and activism and grassroots organization and joy and creativity coming out of, like, it all seems to just kind of make sense right now.
And for the uninitiated, Denise, tell them what the Cork, I mean, I've been and I think it's a fantastic event, but tell them what the Cork Jazz Festival, tell them about it a little bit, because it's a very special, warm kind of an event.
Yeah, okay. Well, Cork Jazz Festival is an opportunity for a lot of people to, you know, celebrate a genre which is widely discussed but largely misunderstood. Not because we're just talking and having intellectual conversations, but because it's an opportunity to feel music in your body. It's an opportunity to meet with people who are in love with music. It's an opportunity to nerd out and feel completely comfortable just being around people who are there to hold you in that space. There are all sorts of songs and all sorts of genres of music that are going to be played there that aren't necessarily jazz. And so, you know, it's pretty accessible. You don't have to have a degree in, like, musicology to find your way through. But it is really, really just such a special opportunity to come and hear people tell their stories.
And lots of fun, too. And look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. The very best of luck with it. And I hope this is the start of other gigs to come and good times ahead. That is Denise Chyla there, who will be playing this Sunday at the Cork Jazz Festival. And if you are going down for the bank holiday weekend, we hope here on News Talk Breakfast you have a great time.